Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition. It is a weekend edition. It is Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. And we are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Lots to talk to as we roll into college football. I don't know, week 9, week 10, whatever it is. Listen, the calendar has flipped to November. All right, this is movement month in college football, movement month in the National Football League. And we're going to break it down. Tyler Levine will kick it off for us after the abbreviated segment here. And we'll take him down. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour with Giovanna Scroggins. And then it'll be Mr. Daniel along the way. We look forward to that. So we will keep you busy for the next hour chatting the world of sports. You know, right at the top, you knew the Jets. You knew it. You knew it. Had to win that game last night. Houston's not a good road team. They got blown out at Minnesota this year. They lost a heartbreaker at Green Bay. Why would MetLife be any different on a Thursday night prime game? I mean, it wouldn't be any different, and they got beat. So we will talk about that. We'll look at the matchups, maybe put a little wrap on the baseball season. Because Soto and the free agency stuff is so good, the Mets could potentially get plucked out of some really good talent. Alonso, he's number one. And then, you know, you got to think that Soto is going to be in play in more than a handful of places. He says everybody's in the running, which is not true because he's going to command money that eliminates 90% of the team. So we will get to that. We look forward to it. Great job out of the fellas today. It's paid a lot of attention to First Touch EPL. There's nothing better than getting up on a Saturday morning to watch some, European Premier League, both Saturday and Sunday. Excellent job out of Tyler and Mr. Beef Sauce. All right, we get it going. A lot of college football action to break down in the hour two, including close to home as we're back in the Midwest, Iowa State, Texas Tech. We'll take a look at that. As we come back here on Sports Overnight America, we're coming right back.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, we are presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs right now. Boy, they got a boatload of people in Indiana. They are all jacked up for Taylor Swift. And I know Tyler Levine is a huge Swiftie. He is going to be all he'll be all over this down in Miami a few weeks ago. He was spotted there. He denied it, but I had my moment.
No, I was spotted in the traffic from the show after I was spotted.
You didn't make it, huh? Hey, we'll spend a little bit later because Tyler, when I said, well, how about we discuss the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, now officially a superstar and a coach killer. Got her coach fired, and Tyler says, I would rather guess how many grains of salt, no, how many grains of sand there are in the world before I talk about WNBA. That is very rich. Good job. Tyler, what's up, pal? What's going on?
Man, we called it, Marty. These New York Jets take down the Texans, huh?
I told you that last night. They were desperate. They responded. But, I mean, how about that catch by Garrett Wilson? Oh, my God. That's an all-time great.
All-time great. I'm putting in the top five. I've been seeing all over social media, and I'm in a couple group chats with the guys who are Jets fans, them saying this is the greatest catch of all time. It's not even remotely close to the Odell Beckham catch. It was unbelievable. He made the Jordan logo in the air.
Timeout. That catch has been duplicated by Odell Beckham Jr. and others about 15 times. At the time, it was something. One-handed catches now are a dime a dozen. If you don't believe me, I'll fire up YouTube right now.
50-yard one-handed catches with pass interference, with three fingers, keeping it in bounds. There's been nothing better than that, and there never will be. But this is definitely a top-five catch for me. Rodgers finally. I mean, first of all, Marty, can you help me understand this real quick? How do these NFL players and college players keep dropping the ball before they cross the goal line? After it seems like once every 3 weeks, someone gets eviscerated online.
It is so stupid. Listen, I watched it all weekend long. You know, we're in New York. I'm trying to focus on baseball. Of course, you got to pay attention to the football. And I'm sick and tired of college and pro guys. Ocho Cinco did it against Notre Dame way back in the day in the Fiesta Bowl. I mean, now the Michigan State coach, it was a quarterback at Oregon State, and at the time, Chad Johnson spiked the ball at the 5-yard line. I mean, it's called situational awareness. The other thing I can't stand is the hot dogs. Okay, act like you've sacked the quarterback. The little dipsy do and the collective dances is getting old. Your team is 2-6, and your linemen record a sack and they dance. What are we talking about here? Seriously.
Yeah, I hate that, too. Act like you've been there before, as they say. My father used to say it growing up all the time. You know, the guys who celebrate have never been there before. You score a touchdown, hand the ball to the ref, you get a sack, go back and line up and go again. But, look, the Jets actually finally looked good. Devontae Adams, he had 11 targets, 7 catches, 91 yards, and a great touchdown. Garrett Wilson had 2 touchdowns, 10 targets. I believe he went over 100 yards. Defense hung in there. I mean, this should have been 28-13 outside of the Malachi Corey just pathetic play. And the Jets, I mean, you said it last night, they're 2-point favorites against a 6-2 team. Why was that? You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. The Jets were due for a win, and hopefully for Jets fans, they can use this as momentum and carry things forward in a positive direction.
Gun to your head right now, are the Jets in the playoffs this year with Rodgers or no?
No. I just don't. I unless they figure things out on defense. Actually, I mean, looking at their schedule,
their division
right now,
stinks, man. Miami's not going to win another game. I mean, no, they're going to win another game, but New England's terrible. I mean, really.
I'm coming back. Yeah. They're going to be in the playoffs. They got the Colts, the Seahawks, who aren't doing well, the Dolphins, who are bad, the Jaguars, who are dog water, Rams, who are decent, Bills, who are good, but they're beatable. Dolphins again to close out the season. I don't see why the Jets can't make the playoffs, but like they can legitimately afford maybe one loss. If they lose two games, obviously they're toast. So they got to at least win through, for me, they got to win up until they face the Bills if they want a chance.
All right, we'd be delinquent if we didn't get into college football. I know you're going to throw a wet rag over this game. I can't do it. Ohio State, Penn State. Alar's not going to play, it doesn't seem like. So Penn State's without their quarterback. But it's at Beaver Stadium. There'll probably be whiteout, you know, the whiteout conditions, which to me, you know, blackout, whiteout, blueout, redout, you know, whatever. These things are so overrated. But the fans are, you know, like just the fans do it. You tell fans to show up naked. I'm convinced they would. Especially Iowa fans. You tell them to show up naked, they would. You know, we're having a naked out, and they would show up. I mean, it's stupid, the whole thing. But, hey, listen, it's the college environment. How about that game right there? Because Ohio State, they're as Jekyll and Hyde as anybody right now. College football's weird right now. To me, there's Oregon, Georgia, and then there's a battle for everything else. And we got 12 teams that are coming to the party this year. Let's hear it, Tyler.
I mean, in terms of this game, I think the highlight of Penn State football over the last 15 to 20 years has probably been the whiteout. They don't really have much else to get excited for or talk about. I don't care that they're undefeated. I don't care that they're number three. Penn State is Penn State for me. And, you know, I hate Ohio State more than anything in the world. My heart is filled with hatred towards them, but they're going to win this game, no doubt.
Because you're a Michigan fan. You're a Michigan fan. Of course.
And it's warranted, too. I mean, we're going to move past that. However, Ohio State wins this game easily. They win by 10+. I wouldn't be surprised to see a blowout here. Penn State does this every couple years. Oh, top 10 team, undefeated. They're at home. Oh my God! It's the whiteout. Teams are going to be so intimidated. No, they're not. They're going to go in and take care of business. You think these guys haven't played on tough stages and tough environments before?
100%.
Ohio State goes to the Big House in Michigan every single season. That environment is they could do the naked out, as you referenced.
They're unfazed. They're not fazed. I agree. Pros. All right, let's just go through the menu here real quick. You know, I love some of these SEC teams. You know, we get on Georgia, you know, because they play Samford or Mercer. Alabama likes to schedule, you know, the Sisters of the Poor. They'll play. I'm trying to think of the best one Alabama ever played. They played some doozies, Samford. Bethune-Cookman. I love this. Oklahoma. Boy, I love the tradition there. They're playing Maine. I mean, you know, the kids from Maine are going to get to Oklahoma, and they're going to have to put them on some pills. It's going to be absolute culture shock with these kids from the Northeast and up, you know, in Northeastern country. It's unbelievable. UMass is going to go to Mississippi State, so let's get to real games. On the college menu this weekend, and it's not a great week. I mean, I got to go to Iowa State. I'm not putting down the Clones. That's a huge game against Texas Tech, but Iowa State's favored 14 points. Now, from your perspective, you're down there in Miami, and Duke's going to roll in, and Diaz is coming back to where he coached and all that other stuff. I can't get into it. What I can ask you from afar, does Iowa State resonate with you? Don't people please. It does.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, this is we see this every couple years where there's a team that, you know, when you look at the rankings and you see them sitting where they are, it kind of pops out and you say, what the hell? Iowa State football, you know, maybe basketball being, you know, in the, you know, number 11 seed. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, we see that every now and then. But right. In football, it doesn't, you know, you don't see this with a team like Iowa State too often, but they seem to, as of right now, kind of be, you know, a team of destiny, for lack of a better term.
You know what scares me, though?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish it.
What I was just going to say was just I think that when a team gets momentum like this, and we've been referencing March Madness a lot with college football. When a team has that kind of Cinderella feeling and the wind at their back, it's tough to take them down when they kind of, and especially when throughout the season they've overcame adverse situations multiple times. That's where they can, no matter where they find themselves in this game, if they go down a touchdown or two, they won't be phased. They're going to say, okay, we've been here before, and they can make, you know, they'll feel comfortable about making a comeback, which will help them in those situations.
A week ago tonight, I was in New York. You were where you are, and we talked to Bo Freeler, and he sounded very confident, but that's only one player. Here's what I will tell you. What scares me about Iowa State is any unbeaten team, and that is they're going to start hearing it. They're going to start hearing, you know, the unbeaten season, never been done before. You're going to make the playoff. Can they win the Big 12? The pressure is going to mount, and it leaves you wide, wide, wide open for a look past the fact. I worry about Utah out there. I mean, they're going to be in Utah in 3 weeks, and I worry about that spot because you're going into a high-altitude spot, a team that has totally failed big time this year, and they're going to be desperate. So I don't know. I hope they make it. It means a lot to us here. You know, we've got an Iowa Midwestern base. I hope they can do it. All right, what about Michigan, Oregon to wrap it up? What do you think? I mean, can you Michigan your Wolverines do anything?
Nope. They're getting smoked. Oregon's going to win by 400 points. We stand no chance. It's not our year. It's just how it is. I mean, we had the clip with the Michigan State, Michigan, little bro, stay doing little bro things with our tight end. Yep. That'll probably be the highlight of this season's tape when the guys get that DVD at the end of the year at the dinner to wrap things up. Outside of that, it's just not Michigan's year. We, you know, won our championship last season. Oregon are minus 14.5 point favorites. I expect them to cover that, regardless if they're going into Michigan. But hey, look, I would love to be wrong, and I'd love to have this used as a clip in the end of the season video.
Good job. All right, listen, you excellent job. Thanks for carrying over one segment from the soccer show. Excellent job. EPL tomorrow. That's Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. Giovanna Scroggins. We are presented by Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 down towards your closing costs and by Geico and Geico Insurance. Look at the rates now at Geico, at geico.com. Coming back.
Change the way things are.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, talking the world of sports, a little Brian Ferry and Roxy Music to get us rolling. Giovanna Scroggins, she is set to weigh in from her outpost in Dallas-Fort Worth, the Metroplex. Giovanna, welcome aboard on a weekend edition. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Marty?
Good. We're going to lead with WNBA. Is Caitlin Clark a coach killer? Ooh, Christy Sides Sunday got a little unwelcome call. They cleaned house with the Indiana Fever. So all of a sudden, superstar, 17,000 people a night, corporate sponsorships. Listen, she is the, I guess, the round ball diva of the WNBA. Is she a coach killer? And I think your take might be interesting. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call her. I don't think she necessarily goes out and makes it a point, you know, to essentially kill these coaches from their teams, right, and get them fired or whatever. But we've seen this before in the NBA with LeBron James. I mean, he is a star. He is the GOAT, if you want to call it. He's typically the GOAT for a lot of, you know, people when it comes right now. And we've seen this happen when it comes to him and these coaches and the turnovers. Now with Caitlin Clark, I don't think she's necessarily has it out for these coaches. But with all of the sponsorships, the NIL deals coming from college and all these things that come with her, I mean, she led the WNBA and all of her stats. It's amazing at what she's done for the WNBA itself. But with all that comes a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, not only for the coach, but for the team as well and for the organization. So I think that's where a lot of that comes with when it comes to talking about these coaches. So it's going to be really interesting to see how she moves forward. Obviously, she's only been in the league for a year, and all the stuff that's happening is just crazy. But no, I don't think she's necessarily a coach killer, but I think the status that comes with it definitely does kill coaches.
Interesting take. Giovanna Scroggins with us. I think her fame, I think her magnetism, the overall aura of Caitlin Clark made it untenable for Christy Sides. Christy Sides didn't do herself any favors. She's pulling Caitlin out of games with 5.5 minutes to go. You're down 8. The best player on the floor is Caitlin Clark, and she's sitting there sipping Gatorade with a towel around her neck. Drove me nuts. Didn't happen once. Didn't happen twice. Happened about a half a dozen times. That, to me, might have sealed her fate. But here's what I want to say. We're never going to know, but if I was in a press conference, the first question I would ask is, was Caitlin Clark consulted with two things, firing Christy Sides and hiring Stephanie White? And I will guarantee you they would deny it, but you're never going to convince me that Caitlin Clark wasn't consulted with the firing and the hiring. What's your guess? Let me hear.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Your first round draft pick with Caitlin Clark and just what she comes with, again, happened with LeBron James. We're seeing the same thing happening. She definitely, in my opinion, was consulted. If not consulted, at least the organization, you wanted to test her temperature when it comes to like her sentiments related to these coaches. So yes, I 100% agree with you on that take.
What's interesting, Stephanie White played at Purdue. She's done excellent commentating on television. She brings life to women's basketball. I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but she does give you great insights. She pays attention. Outstanding coach with the Connecticut Sun. It's ironic because they knocked Indiana out, and that was a very contentious right. Three-game series. It got ugly, or two-game series. You know, there was elbows flying all over the place, and, you know, Caitlin Clark, you know, was bullied, and so Stephanie White, and it's a homecoming. She's coming back to where she went to college, essentially Indianapolis, West Lafayette, and away we go. Caitlin Clark, now more ammunition for her detractors. Like, she needs that. She's going to carry the label as coach killer. I would like to see Christy Sides come out and say something, but she's been mum, so that's kind of throwing a little gasoline on the fire. All right, let's get to the league where they play for pay, and that's Sunday in the NFL. Dallas, just like the Jets, you had a feeling that they were going to get it done last night, and they did. I love Dallas this weekend to go into Atlanta, who just came off a big win, thumping Tampa and Baker Mayfield. I think Dallas may finally get things sorted out at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, pick off the Falcons on Sunday. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Micah Parsons and Deron Bland are pretty much out for that game. But I think this is the game Dallas gets a win on the road. If they don't, I think it will be very, very detrimental to their season. This is a must-win. I've been saying it. All these games, in my opinion, have been must-wins for Dallas. But this game is a attainable must-win. I think Dallas can easily go in there and beat Kirk Cousins. Because, you know, Kirk Cousins isn't perfect. He does tend to mess up just like Dak. So it's really interesting. I don't know if you saw Micah and Trayvon and their podcast talking about Dak and naming their top five quarterbacks. I thought that was very interesting. Obviously, you know, it's their podcast and that question kind of came up in conversation, but I'm not sure if that was necessarily something two star Cowboys players should be talking about when it comes to their quarterback. And especially just with all the things that's going on right now, they're just adding more fuel to the fire. If I were them, I would keep my mouth shut and play football.
What did they say? What did they say?
So basically, they were naming the top five quarterbacks in their opinion currently right now, and Dak was not mentioned at all. I mean, Sam Darnold, obviously, you know, Patrick Mahomes, all these quarterbacks are being mentioned, and Dak wasn't mentioned at all. Now you can go out and say, hey, we're not going to include Dak because we play with him, da-da-da-da, he's on our team, he's our guy, so we're not going to include him to preface that conversation. But again, adding fuel to the fire, there is just a lot going on with this Cowboy organization. But again, a table must win for the Falcons against the Falcons at Dallas.
All right, let's say I'm wrong, which I often am. Let's say they get smoked by Atlanta. Is Jerry Jones going to at some point realize that if it keeps sinking, he's got no choice other to fire McCarthy in season? Now, he doesn't like doing that. I mean, he's stuck with Garrett forever. The only guy that he fired, and he shouldn't have, was Jimmy Johnson. But that's revisionist history. My point is this. If they go, say they get blown out here, maybe they lose again next week. They've got Detroit on Thanksgiving, I want to say. Is it Detroit? Who do they have? No, the Giants. They've got the Giants on Thanksgiving. They already played Detroit and got thumped. So my point is, McCarthy's dead man walking if he doesn't right the ship in the next couple weeks. He's got to fire him within season. Do you think he'll do it?
No, he won't do it. Jerry Jones, in my opinion, does not care about this team winning or losing because he's still making money as a franchise either way. I mean, Dalton Schultz, before the season even started, when he moved to the Texans, he came out and said the headquarters at the Star in Frisco were, you know, right down the street from me. It's like a zoo. You know, people are walking in and out of there, taking pictures, looking at, you know, the facility. So Jerry Jones doesn't care whether they win or lose. He's making money regardless because he's built, in my opinion, he has built something amazing. But at the cost of what, you know, you're a football team supposed to be winning games. So no, I don't think he's going to make any changes in season. I think if he was going to make changes in season, it would have already happened. Cause you know, we're getting at that halfway point and into the, you know, nearing the rest of the season. So I think if there was a change, it should have been made by now. And the gauntlet that they have coming up, it's just, I don't see it happening.
My question is the Dallas job even desirable? I mean, Belichick's the hottest free agent. He's 15 victories shy of Shula. He's coming back, okay? The TV thing with the Mannings and Omaha Productions is great. He's having a little fun. He's getting a little edgy. You know, it's keeping him in a routine that football coaches and players are all used to. Athletes love their routine. So Belichick's still in the, you know, the football groove, so to speak. I'm starting to think, though, that the Dallas job is not going to be all that appealing. Philly could open up. I think the one that Belichick wants is where he's been, you know, from whence he came. The New York Giants, the Mara family, they're billionaires. I mean, all NFL owners at this point are billionaires. So what are we talking about? It zeros at the end of checks. So my point is this. I think Dallas, and I don't know if you're so right about Jerry not caring. I would respectfully disagree. But here's what I do know. He doesn't act like it. I mean, he sits there and he's got that sour look on his face when the game's being played. He looks like he just took a swig of motor oil. You know, he makes that sour face. at the end of the day and at the end of the game, and he's the only owner I know that is sought out for post-game comments. He's the general manager of that team. Look up the masthead on the team. My point is this. Is that a desirable job for an elite coach, the Dallas Cowboy job?
Yeah, you bring up a great point. And I would say to this, I think as a team, a head coach coming in and filling that position with the franchise behind them and with the task being, hey, I'm going to take this team and turn it around, I think that alone is a desirable position. But with Jerry Jones acting like the general manager that he is and that he, you know, tends to take over this team, I don't think it's desirable because essentially these head coaches or these people that would aspire to be head coaches for the Dallas Cowboys are looking at this team like, well, I don't want to come into an organization where I'm not in control of my own team, exactly being the head coach. That is exactly why I don't think it's a desirable position, especially for a guy like Bill Belichick. I mean, if he comes in, he's running the team, not Jerry.
100%. And that's exactly right. We saw it with Parcells. He couldn't stand it. All right. I got one for you this week. Upset special. Giants. It's going to be like the MetLife special. You had the Jets upset Houston on Thursday night. Sunday, Giants over the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels. And one little follow-up on Daniels. Right now, if the season were over, and it's not, he's the rookie of the year and he's the MVP. How about that?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I love Jaden Daniels. I've said it from the very beginning of the season. He's on my fantasy team. I've been so high on him. I think he's fantastic. I don't know if about an upset. I think I don't know if the Giants will come in and do it against the Commanders, especially coming off that momentous Hail Mary that they had last week against the Browns. So I don't know. I'm sorry, not the Browns, the Bears. But, yeah, I don't know.
Good job. Listen, you have a great weekend. We'll run you down. And thank you so much, Giovanna Scroggins, firing away from Dallas-Fort Worth. Came with a loaded gun today. Great job out of you. Talk to you soon.
You got it, Mario. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Giovanna Scroggins coming back. We'll do some tube talk a little bit later on. Some NBA stuff. College basketball getting underway. Holy smokes. Daniel's going to roll in here. Mr. Ogden, he's live in San Francisco. Here on Sports Byline. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget. The largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American.
Celebrate responsibly.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Send me program.
Hi, talking the world of sports here on a Football Friday, part of the weekend edition, ramped up for a big sports weekend. You know, I guess it starts with the college stuff tomorrow, right? I mean, we should have been playing, should have, could have, would have, game six of the World Series tonight in L.A. It was a huge bummer. I mean, it was just a huge letdown. You know, and I know we debated it like crazy yesterday, but Anthony Rizzo's not off my hook. I'm sorry. I've watched the replay 15,000 times. He fielded the ball. He looked up at Garrett Cole, and Garrett Cole kind of, you know, kind of gave him that look, and Rizzo gave him the look and then stopped dead in his tracks. He would have beaten Mookie Wilson to the bag if he didn't lollygag around. I mean, Mookie is fast, but he's not that fast, okay? I mean, seriously. Run to the bag, get the sure out. The game, do you understand? The game's over. Even though it was the fifth inning, that's it. That's over. And Volpe, you know, I mean, and Jazz Chisholm can't come up with a force play at third. I mean, just, it's unbelievable. And a lot of people want to kill Judge for the, you know, the miss on the fly ball. I mean, it happens. I'm not saying it wasn't critical, because it was. Anytime you drop a sure out. Just that seriously, that fifth inning was probably the worst inning collectively than any inning in the World Series that I've watched. I've never seen anything like it. You just sat there and you went, really? Then you go, really? And then you see the third one and you go, wow. So we shall see what they're going to do. You know, this is not George Steinbrenner's Yankees, okay? This is his son, Hal. This is his daughter, Jennifer Steinbrenner, married to Steve Swindoll. It's just not the same. It just isn't. If were George Steinbrenner III around today, Aaron Boone would be long gone. Long gone. He wouldn't tolerate this. And Rizzo, oh my Lord, he would have been pulled in the middle of the game. It really was. It was embarrassing. And so it is. So we don't have a World Series. So yeah, I'm whining. So away we go. What we do have is a great football weekend. We don't have as many great games, but the games that we have are pretty darn good. I mean, I think Michigan will not exactly roll over, but I don't know that they've got enough firepower. And this isn't, again, the same Michigan team, obviously. They won the national championship a year ago, and Harbaugh, you know, was suspended on the front end, suspended on the back end, but they had a weak schedule, as you remember, and this year it was no great shakes. But they, you know, they lost some games. Texas went in there and whipped them, week one. So, you know, Michigan's been a head-scratcher, and, again, they're now reduced to what? Michigan's reduced to, yeah, really spoil things for Ohio State on November 30th or whenever that game is played. Ruin their season. But right now, I mean, Ohio State has been complicit. Ohio State, though, I don't think they're losing tomorrow either. Even if the Nittany Lions had Drew Allar and he was 100% healthy, and I'm going to tell you why. Someone look it up. And if you can come up with it, tell me the last time that James Franklin won a big game. And you'll be researching for a long time, because there isn't one. He's blown games against Iowa. He has blown games against Ohio State. He has blown games in his backyard, heavily favored. He cannot, for some reason, fight his way out of a wet paper bag when it comes to a really tight spot. And this qualifies, because Michigan State is a very – well, I don't even know. I didn't even – Daniel, you're a Big Ten guy. You're a Michigan fan. Do you know the line on this Ohio State-Michigan? I don't know. I really don't. I would think Ohio State, if they factor in the injury to Alar, would have to be a favorite. Let me look it up.
Yeah, you know off the top of your head. I don't know the line, but Ohio State's got to be favored.
Four?
Ohio State Four? Minus three, correct, on the road.
Is that what it is?
Ohio State by six, essentially.
What's your get? Is it three or six?
Well, it's three, but it's only three because Penn State's at home.
Yeah, so there you go. And I'm telling you right now, Ohio State's winning that game. But who knows? But James Franklin hasn't won a big game. But welcome aboard. Are you bummed about Michigan this year? Are you bummed?
No, not really. I didn't expect much of anything. They don't have. I knew they didn't have a quarterback coming into the season. It's also really hard to be bummed coming off a national championship.
You know, how about the quarterback there that said, you know, I've had enough of this. I want to be able to talk to my kids. I mean, just walked away from football. Said adios.
Tua might want to take some notes on that one.
What's that?
I said Tua might want to take some notes on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tua would be very smart to do that. Yeah, right here, Ohio State ranked fourth in the country, three. Noon East, 11 Central. You get that puppy at 9 a.m. out there in California. Good job. All right. What is your perception of Oregon, number one in the country, better than a two-touchdown favorite, 3:30 East, Oregon, Michigan? You don't think Michigan will put up any fight here? What do you think?
No. I mean, I don't think so. Unless they are able to, you know, line up and just run the ball down their throat and really keep away. But I don't see that being a close game at all.
Yeah. USC Washington, I kind of glazed over that one. That one's in Seattle. USC's a slight favorite. USC's good, but they're not great. They're unranked right now because they lose games they're supposed to win. Iowa, Wisconsin, two unranked teams. We won't spend any time with that. Kentucky has got a penchant for pulling off upsets, but it's a lot to ask Stoops of the Cats to go into Tennessee at Neyland Stadium and try to pick off the Vols. They're a huge favorite in that game. Here's a sneaky good game, and I forgot to ask Giovanna about this one. Her alma mater, 20th-ranked SMU home to Pittsburgh, and that's a night game. SMU favored a touchdown on that one, and Baylor and TCU, but the big one is Iowa State and Texas Tech. And if Iowa State runs the table, they're obviously going to win the Big 12. But that Big 12 championship game in Dallas has got a lot of juice. All right, NFL, let's get to it. You saw it last night. Let's get your take. And your Jaguars, I really thought they had the Packers. I did, dude. I watched a lot of that. I thought they had them, and they let it get away. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think there's nothing really wrong with that game, at least from Trevor Lawrence's perspective. He's played really well, I think, the last about 3 or 4 weeks. They still lead the league in drops, and I want to say they're into double digits in terms of dropped touchdowns in the end zone. They've led the league in drops since he's been there. But he's played a lot better than he did the first few games of the season. It just sort of sucks that, you know, all the receivers are hurt. I think there's a couple bright spots out of the season so far. Trayvon Walker's played really, really well. You know, I don't necessarily know that it means he's, you know, number one overall pick worthy, but he's played really well this season. And Brian Thomas and Tank Bigsby both look like they're pieces for the future.
I agree with all the aforementioned. Minnesota home to the Colts. That's a divisional game, not for them, but for you, because you're looking for Jacksonville to crawl back into it. I think the Colts might be alive, and that's a live dog. That is Sunday Night Football in Minnesota. You got any thought on the Colts? I mean, they basically just – I don't know if they're giving up on Anthony Richardson, but in the short term they are, because Flacco has been giving the reins to that team. Interesting. What do you think?
I don't understand. I feel like they either should have done this earlier in the season and let Richardson sit. I think they are a better team with Flacco. I guess I just don't understand the timing now. Now, I mean, I guess now, especially after Houston loses last night, you could say, hey, you know, they're within I guess it would be, what, a game and a half now? So they have a chance to win the division. Because the division is so poor besides them in Houston. But I feel like you either play Flacco from earlier on in the season when it was became clear that he was a better quarterback right now, or you know, let your young guy play. You got to make a decision one or the other. And I just don't think it's good for his mental capacity or the team's mental capacity to go back and forth. But I do think they're a better team with Flacco, and I think Minnesota is a little bit of a fraud. I think Indy can win.
I agree with you. And what's interesting, I find this really compelling, because back in September you would have said, "Oh, this would be Richardson against McCarthy, man. This would, you know, these are two young quarterbacks. One's had a year head start, even though Richardson was hurt. And now we've got two guys off the scrap heap. I mean, we got Flacco." Who's as old as dirt, and you got Darnold, who is, you know, been the rising phoenix off basically a mound of just broken promises and never really living up to his ability. But I know why the Colts are doing this. First of all, he's got 7 touchdowns to 1 pick, does Flacco, so he's been taking care of the football. They're 4-4. They're second in the AFC South, and a win they go to 5-4. And you're right, Minnesota. You know, sharpen your horns, because they're about to fall to 5-3. I think your analysis on that one is excellent. Good job. What about the Bears? I mean, what a way to lose. What a way to lose on a Hail Mary like that. They're sitting there and they're talking to themselves. Now they got to spend the week, and now they got to get ready, and they got to go out to Arizona. It's not like the Cardinals are great, but you know what? They're tough in that building. I think the Bears are going to fall to 500. So we're going to start to see a logjam for second place. Detroit looks like they may run away and hide in the much ballyhooed NFC North. Let me hear your take on the Bears.
Yeah, so first off, that Hail Mary video, I don't know if – have you seen the video from the end zone where the guy that tipped the ball was, like, not paying attention when the ball got snapped?
Yeah, we saw it, and he's sitting there taunting the fans and making – what a fool.
I mean, that was as bad as Corley last night, dropping the ball terrible before you get in the end zone.
100%.
If they, you know, don't make the playoffs, they can look back at you know, that guy being an idiot. I still like their defense a lot. I think, you know, with Caleb Williams, he's going to be a little bit up and down. I think it's going to be a tough game for them. If I was a betting guy, which I'm not, I would definitely stay away from this game in general.
Yeah. I think the Bears are in a very tricky spot. I expect them to lose. I really do. And I like the Giants. I do. I mean, they're 2-6. Commanders are 6-2. You look at this game, you're thinking, okay, it's in New Jersey. They're expecting a game to stay in the high teens, low 20s. You know, I think the Giants are a live dog. I mean, Washington's great. It's a great story. But it's kind of like Houston last night. You know, you look at this and you say, what are we missing? So just on sheer trends, I think the Giants might be a live dog. And speaking of dogs, they're giving Daniel Jones the ball once again. How about that? Wow.
Yeah, well, Anthony Richardson is out in how many games, and Daniel Jones is still playing? That's about all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I love you, Daniel. You're good. That's a good one. That is very good. We're at the midway point. If you had to right now, not your life, but pick a Super Bowl matchup right now, because to me it's easy. I think it's going to be Detroit. And in the AFC, it's going to be what everyone expects, and that's Kansas City. Detroit and Kansas City. I think that's going to be our matchup on February, what is it, 14th or whatever it is, in New Orleans. Give me a quick take before we go to break. Let me hear.
I'm going to go Baltimore and Detroit, but I also think the Niners are not dead yet. If Christian McCaffrey and Juwan Jennings can stay healthy or come back and stay healthy, I still think that they're a team to watch out for.
Is McCaffrey going to play? And if so, when? Real quick. When's he going to play?
I think he's going to play by the end of this month, actually.
Wow. Who would have thunk? Married in Rhode Island in the off season. Life was good for McCaffrey, but the injury was there. And yeah, He hopefully will make it back. We're coming back. What we're streaming and what we'll be screaming about in the world of sports this week. I'll go inside the numbers two here as we count down to kickoff on a big weekend here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll along here. Got a big Saturday night show, 2-3 hours. We'll be on 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be wrapping up all the early and the afternoon college football games. All right, we got eyes on the lift litter, which will be at 11 o'clock in the morning, Central. Ohio State and Penn State, the aforementioned Nittany Lions don't win big games, and Coach Franklin just doesn't deliver the goods in a tight spot. Maybe that changes, maybe it doesn't. Afternoon, Iowa State, they're looking to keep the unbeaten streak going. Texas Tech's going to have their quarterback. This ought to be an interesting game. To me, it feels a lot like the Central Florida game, and we saw what happened there when Iowa State got a little full of themselves here a little bit, maybe reading press clippings, and nearly got picked off by Central Florida. So I think that served as a nice dose of smelling salts that Matt Campbell, I'm sure, broke them down this week. So there'll be a sense of urgency on the part of the Cyclones there. So there you go. Night games, you want to get excited about Duke and Miami of Florida. I don't see it. I really don't. By the way, Miami, Florida is good. They are good. That team is absolutely outstanding, and they're just getting their pub that they deserve, because Miami's got a little bit of a stigma still attached to it after all these years. And I don't want to miss that Oklahoma-Maine game. I tell you, I'm jacked up for that one, too. All right, good job out of the whole crew. NBA menu tonight, I don't know, Lakers, Toronto, Celtics, Hornets. Not exactly. Knicks, Pistons, I'll take a pass. All right, great job out of the whole crew today. Giovanna Scroggins, thanks to Tyler Levine, Daniel Ogden, top shelf job out of you. Back at it tomorrow night at 7 with Bailey Peck. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Enjoy the weekend here, cross country and around the globe on Sports Byline.